Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. She Ain't No Mascot, Maggie Glascott.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty-Dowerty. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I just recorded the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. What a great time. What a bunch of sluggy, slaggy people on that show. Go check that out. And that's I'm with true. My co-host and bestie, Mr. Ben Mantelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can find on YouTube, which is an app that people use to watch videos.
Thank you. I was confused right there. Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks for the little plug there. I always appreciate it. How you doing?
Good. Also, another app that people use to watch videos is TV Party app, which we're streaming on right now live with our little friends on TV Party. So hi, TV Party.
Hi. We have 52 people already. This is exciting. Or people are just batting, just coming down. Ooh, I hear Bueller.
Shut up. Shut it. Yeah, TV Party. We're also releasing these on videos the day after. So if you want those, just go check that section out on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that. We've got some live shows coming up. We are going to be in Dallas in like a week. So get your damn tickets, okay, people? We're going to be there February 8th, and we're going to be covering Real Housewives of New Jersey, which has been just delightful. I mean, there are 16 toilets to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on that show. So check it out.
Yeah, I think Marge is going to throw wine in Danielle Staub's face this week. It's exciting.
Oh, heck yes. She could use a good clean. I hope there's some witch hazel in that, because that lady needs to work on some makeup removal.
Yeah.
And where else? We're going to a lot of places. We're going to Vancouver right after that for the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. And then after that, a lot of places. Ben, why don't you fill them in?
I mean, all over. I mean, let's see. We still have tickets available for our Boston show. We have our Portland show, our Phoenix show. We added a second show in Cincinnati. We have our Irvine show. I feel like I'm missing something in there because we are always – we added Milwaukee and Minneapolis last week by popular demand, those two cities. So, I mean, just tons and tons of places. We're so excited to be crisscrossing around this fine country and Canada over the next few months, meeting people, seeing their cities, having a good time. So come join us on this magical, mystical tour.
Et cetera, et cetera. And now – on to a recap I know we've all been waiting for. I know, yes. I needed to talk about it right when I watched it last night. What an amazing episode of Vanderpump Rules. This has been a season that people have been complaining about pretty heavily on L Internet, saying it's slow and it's not the same and everyone's too old. Now listen, I love an old slaggy waiter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at one. So I like watching people just fall apart at the seams and try and pretend that they've changed, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I date.
Yeah. Yeah, we all get dated. You know, people need to stop complaining, okay? Like, the season is perfectly fine. There have already been some hilarious moments, hilarious episodes. It's hard to compare to last season. Last season was just perfection. People forget. People seem to think that, like, oh, after season two of Vanderpump Rules, it just got better and better. No, we had, like, some pretty, like, fine but, like, forgettable seasons. We had that, you know, we had Vail. We had that. We had Jack, that
Katie's wedding. Oh,
you know, it's just
wedding.
Like people forget. Like they're not all like absolutely amazing every episode, but they're always fun. It's always good. So just relax and enjoy while you have it. Because if we didn't have it, we'd be stuck with something else. Like I don't know, like Reza goes to the grocery store. You know?
Like unanchored over and over again for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so yeah, people are complaining, but I think you need to be quiet after this episode because this was pretty amazing. I mean, we really do. It's a representation of our time that we had every pronoun in this represented in this recap. We had bi, trans, cis. I was waiting for James to like announce his furryism or something because he needs something to do besides being an alcoholism. I mean, is that a pronoun? It's not really a pronoun, but it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle choice.
Yeah. It's something that you deal with.
Yeah. So this was a really good one. And we know it's going to be good because the first song is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's shaking like an earthquake. Which you should never refer to any party in LA as shaking like an earthquake. It's terrifying.
I know. I feel like we've heard that ditty before, if not on Vanderpump Rules, like somewhere else. Like, clearly, like I wouldn't be surprised if it was on, like, I was going to say Summer House, but I don't think that Summer House can even afford royalty-free music that has lyrics in it.
Earthquake rhymes. They can't afford someone to come up with earthquake rhymes.
I think they only do instrumentals. Well, I think the most that they can pay for is, ooh, ooh, yeah.
I've heard it before coming from my neighbor. It's like, there's a fucking earthquake! You know, and we're gay, so everyone kind of has a lilt as they scream and run down the... Why do people run down the street when there's an earthquake? I've always wondered that. Like, the street's quaking too, you idiots.
Why do people run down the street ever?
Ever? Yeah, that's a good question. Ever. I look like I have jaundice, by the way, in the camera. I'm using a yellower light.
No, you don't look jaundicey at all. And I'm very... My lighting is blown out, and I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I just came back from Sprouts, and... I'm in a snit. I'm not going to lie. I'm in a snit because of a buttermilk issue. And I got so mad. I posted something in my Instagram story. I was like, they've got 500,000 milks here. Every milk known to man. Cashew milk, pistachio milk, like lime milk, yogurt milk. But they can't find a goddamn buttermilk at Sprouts. And then I post that on Instagram. And then as soon as I did that, I found the buttermilk and I felt dumb. So that's my mind right now.
You
I'm like, I'm
by Sprouts.
A post buttermilk tizzy.
Wow, what a way to start an episode, Ben. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Sinking
you
like
it on.
A Sprouts quake.
Yeah.
Okay, Sprouts so quake. We start with our favorite thing, Lisa Vanderpump, you know, sperming herself over Nicolaine. Nicolaine Maestro!
She literally walks and goes, how's it going, Maestro?
I can't catch a break with anyone. We don't have water, electricity, gas, a sound system, a DJ, a chef who can't make specials without spilling the soup over the edges.
We haven't even loaded in the refrigerator that everyone can have conversations in front of when things get dramatic.
I feel so bad for the waiters at this restaurant having to climb up all those stairs. That's all I could think about when I saw this. It's like those poor, poor, poor waiters.
I know. And, you know, like LA waiters, they're like, they're not cut out for that. Okay. They can barely get an order right. And now you're going to ask them to like go up and down stairs. They're just like trying to memorize their lines for their like Betty Crocker commercial the next day. Okay. So like, let's give them a break. Let's not put them on stairs.
Well, they're going to have really good butts, which is very important because we're on like the best block. We're on prime real estate. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's like the hottest
Hollywood.
Block.
Yeah.
So Lisa's talking to Nick and she's like, you know, because they have to get everything ready for this Daily Mail party that's coming up. And so Lisa's like, we mustn't let Tom and Tom. And Nicolaine's like, I mean, seriously, I can't. Like, they'll be asking everything. Like, I cannot. Those two idiots, like, honestly, at this point, you might as well just like have like, a loudspeaker and like someone farting from their ass and putting it in my ear because it's going to ruin my maestroness.
Yeah, he's worried that they're going to come in and ask him to explain stuff, which is so them, you know?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's like a giant clock, right?
Yes.
Does it work? Kind of. Oh, is that the pendulum?
Yes.
Oh my God, is that a real brick wall? Is that, where are we supposed to do this? Why don't the stools match?
You know, he's totally right.
I have a clock. Want me to bring in my clock? I can put my clock in with this one. No.
And you remember last season how everybody online was so pissed because they're like, they're investing and you're not giving them the respect of investor. Okay, they invested $50,000. That's how much like one of those shitty little banquette things cost that she put in there. And I've opened a bordello. I know how they're designed.
Yes, exactly.
This is basically a bordello waiting room. And I haven't been able to see it that clearly. We've been there a couple of times, but, you know, there's always like, people
like dark
there.
In there. Yeah. I haven't even noticed the stairs up to the kitchen, to be honest, every time I've been there.
Oh, I just noticed it in this. I was like, oh, ouch. But, But I did definitely notice today, this is like the waiting room of a bordello, a decent bordello.
I think that Lisa Vanderpump would take that as a compliment.
I think so as well.
So meanwhile, so Schwartz is over at the apartment with Katie and he's like, oh, Bubba, OMG, there's a permit issue I didn't tell you about. I don't think we can cook any food in the kitchen right now. Bubba.
Maybe that's why it's all salads. You know that place is like one convection oven, you know.
Yeah, that's what I think.
He's like, we'll have to use the kitchen at Pomp. And she's like, well, you're lucky it's there. Katie was extra like,
Katie was just, I think that like, she was like in a little bit of a snit. To me, there's some classic Katie going on. And then Ken Todd calls up Schwartz and he's like, hello, Schwartzy. What's happening? Hold on, I got a call on the other line. Goodbye, Kyle!
Goodbye, Kyle! He's like, hold on there, Tommy, Schwartzy boy. I've got another call on the other line. Yes? Do not grab woman by the arm, Ken. I'm sorry. Listen here, Yolanda Foster. No one believes you. All right, click.
Goodbye, Yolanda.
Goodbye, liar. Believe me. The favorite book I've never read by Yolanda Foster. Check it out.
Believe me. So so Tom Sandoval shows up at the apartment and so they learn that the Toms are not to go to the restaurant that day, which I guess they were planning on. They were all excited for it. And Tom Sandoval's like, dude, come on. Like, I got a shirt for it and everything.
I brought my best Golden Girls loungewear blouse for this event. What the hell, bro?
Dude, I was going to go out to the lanai, if you know what I'm talking about. Dude.
It's like when you're excited to go to Disney and then your parents are like, hey, we're not going to Disney. Here's a Pez dispenser. And it's empty.
It's like Katie found their purse.
Yeah.
Fucking Katie makes me crazy, okay? She's like, God, that's not fair. You guys have been counting down the days. She just seems so much bitchier on her own couch. I think Katie just needs, like, I would never give this advice to anybody. I do not believe in this advice, but I believe that it would help Katie. Get out of your house. Get off your couch. Do something.
Yeah.
You'll never hear me say that again to anybody.
What does she do? She just sits there. I feel like she doesn't even watch TV. I don't feel like she even reads books. I think she just sort of sits there.
She colors.
And waits for, like, leaves to blow in from the window.
She fucking colors. That's what she does. She's one of those who's like, adulting, coloring.
So annoying. Yes, so
my rates is already off the charts for Katie. She hasn't even done anything yet.
Yeah, I'm like, mine's coming to a boil. Like, I've turned the stovetop on. I'm, like, looking under the pot. Be like, is this the right temperature? I'm like, there. I'm like,
Yeah. Like when it's an electric stove and you can't tell. You're like, is the fire on? The fire's on.
Is this hot? It says it's medium. Should I get this fixed? I'm like, So now, like, the conversation pivots because they're talking about the fact that Sheena's going to be having a housewarming later that day, which leads to, like, my favorite thing of all time, which is, like, the entire cast bashing the west side of Los Angeles. I was like, I've been waiting for this moment.
I know. And part of me was like, that's bitchy. I'm going to rip them. How rude. Why are you being so mean to Sheena? But then I was like, oh, yeah, we did that when we heard Sheena was moving to the west side.
Who
the fuck does that? That's disgusting. Bye.
Yeah, it's like not even just the west side. It's Marina Del Rey. It's like all the way over there. I mean, like all the way.
My friend did it to the other side of town, the east side, to Highland Park, which sounds way fancier than it is. I was like, this is it? And he's like, yeah, it's a vegan restaurant. It took us 45 minutes to get there. They were out of everything. And I was like, fuck you. No one's ever coming back here again. It was really nice knowing you. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like, going to Highland Park is almost as annoying as going to the west side, but it's still not as annoying to me. I still feel like there's some more upside to going to, like, Highland Park or Mount Washington or, like, Eagle Rock. And I know we have listeners in Eagle Rock because I think one time I said something about Eagle Rock and I got an email. And it was like, hey, I live in Eagle Rock. And I was like, I get it.
Well, it's not about the neighborhoods. It's about the, like, if you're ever going to see your friends again, you're not going to see them if they live an hour away. Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Although Eagle Rock, I still don't get the total appeal of Eagle Rock, except that it's cheap. You know, like there's like a bowling alley. There's a really weird small Target there. There's like a Target that's the size of like a CVS there. I'm like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like hipstery and stuff. But listen, that boat has sailed for me. Okay, I can't pull hipstery off. I mean, I don't love taking showers or grooming, but that's like where it ends.
It's just too hard to get to. You have to take like weird different highways and it's hard. But I still think Marina Del Rey is worse. I mean, Marina Del Rey is prettier because you got the ocean and you got those boats that Sheena can see outside her window. But it's like a pain to get there. Like, honestly, Stassi's little map that she does later on is like 100% accurate. But anyway, not
yeah,
to move
so
on.
Then Jax is in the car with Brittany and Lala. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, we might as well be going to Vegas. And Lala's like, yeah, well, Girls Night was good, besides, like, a bully. Like, I don't know if you saw her tweets, but she was, like, in comments that we didn't invite her because of, like, being trans, which is, like, a slap in my non-trans face, okay?
Yeah, in my cis face.
Yeah, it's like a girly slap in my face. And what a cis.
Yeah. Lala is really very furious at Billy Lee right now. And in meanwhile, Stassi, Kristen, and Katie manage to get out of going to Marina Del Rey. And instead, they all convene at the Electric Owl in Hollywood. And I got so mad at this because Stassi clearly ordered a salad of some sort. And it was like the size of her palm. It was in like one, it was like in a little salsa bowl. Like this, it was like, and they were like, oh, that's such an LA salad. Next time we'll have to order four. And I was like, I get the joke. And I would probably make the same joke. But I also was so mad. Like, how dare that restaurant serve that salad?
You know, I go to that restaurant, but it's so, like, I get so drunk there that I don't even think I know. I go to, like, McDonald's at, because it's across from, like, Toy Thai and, like, fast food places. So I just drink there.
Yeah, I've actually never been there. I used to live right near there, and I waited for years for that restaurant to open, and then it finally did, and I just didn't even go.
Yeah, Electric Owl. I don't trust the name. I don't like regular owls. I don't want an electric one. Okay,
an owl should not be electric.
You'll get framed for murder when there's an owl around. I saw that documentary, Stairway to Something. Okay, so yeah, Kristen's like, oh, you need four salads. So then Katie's like, well, our night was packed. And Kristen's like, yeah, we saw you having a convo with Billy Lee. Ugh. And she's like, I wouldn't call it a convo. And so Katie, of course, the ultimate victim in all of this. And Stassi's like, we are totally ready to back you up. And I was like, oh, my God. I love that these shoot so long before they're released so they don't know what shithole they've dug themselves into.
Yeah, although I don't think they've dug themselves into that much of a shithole on this topic. I mean, I don't think anyone's actually cared enough about this topic. Like, I did not see, like, a huge amount of internet outrage over the past week. Like, I got a few emails from people who were like, you don't understand. Like, people who thought I was being transphobic or insensitive. But, like, it was not generally a hot-button issue. Because I think everyone just sort of agreed at the end of the day, the girls were being bitches, Billy Lee was being extra, and they're all just being ridiculous, you know?
Yeah. So Stassi is like, well, I'll stand up for you. And Katie, and she's like, so speaking of real things, like speaking of, the girl we really hate, Sheena, is anybody going to her housewarming? And Katie goes, I wouldn't go to Marina Del Rey for people I'm like generally friends with.
Which is probably like the thing that I've never been really as on board with anything Katie's ever said as much as that statement right there. Like, that was her most accurate statement in her history on Vanderpump Rules.
Katie, she like refuses to film scenes and then she tries to get people fired so that it'll only be her scenes. And she's going to need to do something besides get off the fucking couch, you know?
Yeah. But even Katie, I wouldn't want to force into Marina Del Rey. I mean, that's like really asking a lot of someone.
Even to Katie.
You know, like, ask her to go to Chipotle.
Yeah. So Stassi's like, if Bo lived in Marina Del Rey, I'd, like, literally break up with him. Okay?
Yeah.
Then that's when we get Stassi's map.
Yeah, this map I thought was just, like, perfection. You know, for anyone who watched the Saturday Night Live skit with the Californians, we're like, well, take the 110 to the 10 to the 405 to the 90 to Marina Del Rey. And for anyone who thinks that's, like, an exaggeration, it's not. And Stassi really breaks it down well. She goes, to get to Marina Del Rey, you have to go south of Sur for, like, ever and, like, all the way to the 10. And just to fight airport traffic on the 405 to get to the 90 West, whatever that is, go past flight attendants and divorcees and old man metal detectors. That's where Sheena chose to live.
I like that they had little drawings on the map. There's like divorcee, bad mom hair, and a full glass of wine to glug down.
I know. So it was perfect.
So next up, Sheena. Okay, I've been waiting for this. I'm like, why hasn't Sheena had a housewarming party? I need to see this shitty house because you know that no matter where Sheena lives, it's going to look shitty. Okay?
Yeah.
It's going to have some barca loungers.
Mm-hmm.
Etc. So we get to finally see it. And she's like, oh my God! Billy Lee arrives first and she's like, oh my God, this place is amazing!
This is amazing for a first floor apartment. Amazing!
And James is like, Sheena finds it very easy to cut me off. She's very flippy floppy. The good thing about that is that they come flippy floppy and back to you. Like bobbleheading all around.
Yeah. And of course, like, good one, James. You really got her on that flippy floppy zing.
Yeah. He's like, if it's English, it's funnier. So Sheena, of course, has a Z Gallery gift for James. I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
What was the gift? I remember her giving him a gift.
Yeah. She gave him a gift for their new place, I guess to probably guilt them for not really giving them a gift for her new place. Yeah, uh-huh. So Sheena, she's like, remember how I disinvited you to everywhere last week? Well, now you're welcome. Where's my gift? You know, like, here's a candle.
A gift certificate to Ben and Jerry's. Oh, sorry, Raquel. I guess that hits close to home.
And Billy Lee does the obligatory dope. Like, as she walks around the house, she's like, dope. Yeah. That is so dope. And then so Sheena goes, like, West Side, Best Side! Oh! Like, dances around. Sheena is so Sheena. Sheena gets more Sheena with every season.
I know. She, of course, she showed us her extra room / guest room / whatever, and there was a sign there that said, Live, Laugh, Love, which was, like, so Sheena. Like, yeah. You know, sometimes I just go into my extra room. I just like to live, laugh, and love. Love.
She lives a little wherever she goes.
Gather.
Like, wow, this place looks amazing. And she's like, yeah, mom and Adam did all of this. And I was like, James is standing right there and we saw him help you move in, you dick.
Exactly.
And she goes, look, I get to look at boats every day. Bah!
Every time she does that, all those captains like do a double take. They're like, oh shit, like a steam liner's coming through. Like,
wow. Bah!
Oh God.
Wow, boats.
The seagulls are so mad. The seagulls are having town hall meetings. Like, what are we going to do about that foghorn coming out of the apartment?
The seagulls are just like blamming into her window every time she laughs. This is like the year of birds flying into windows on Bravo for whatever reason. That's always in our recaps.
I know. Well, we had a bird over the weekend. That was sad.
Oh my God, we did. It flew right at our face. It flew right at Ben's face.
In my face. Yeah. It was looking at me, and it was like, I'm going to get you. And I was like, guess what? I'm behind protective glass in a vehicle that's going much faster than you are flying. And guess who won?
Yeah, the car won. I fought the car, and the car won. So speaking of, we go back to Lala and Jax and Brittany in their car. And Lala's like, dude, where the fuck are we? Okay?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not almost suffocated every night so that I could be by a donut store in the middle of nowhere. Okay, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, they are experiencing the terrors of Culver City. They're like, we didn't even know this pit hole existed in Los Angeles. They're just like turning into savages. They've got like face paint on, like their clothes are tattered. They're like doing tribal drummings or something. Not drumming, but like they're like, you know, they're like Lord of the Rings stuff.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out how to make fire with like a flint. And a piece of straw.
Yeah, they're basically going through the purge.
And then they're like, so that those people, they make fun of LA people on SNL, which I guess actually we are too. But yeah. Jax is like, I don't go south of Wilshire. And she goes, I never go east of La Brea.
I know people who say those things. Like, a lot of gays say that east of La Brea thing. There are a lot of gays that are afraid to go east of La Brea. It's actually hilarious. And you think I'm joking, but they are genuinely terrified to go past La Brea.
I know. Well, it's like there's a Target, and then you're like, I have to get to that Rite or that Rite Aid and that Radio Shack. What the fuck am I going to do?
It's across La Brea. So then people start arriving at Sheena's. More people start, and Sheena's like, thank you for coming to the West Side. It takes Rob only 7 minutes or less to get here. It's kind of amazing.
And then we see the Toms in their car, and Ariana's just like, she's just eating, you know, like, fuck this. And Tom number two is doing pretty much what you'd expect. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
He probably has to pee, and it's probably really annoying because they probably asked him if he needed to pee before they left. And he's like, I'm fine. And then, of course, like 10 minutes in, he's like, I think I have to pee after all. I'm like, shut up, Tom.
And then Tom's telling everyone how upset he is. He's totally left out of the Nicolain design challenge or whatever's going on. He's like, I guess they just don't want me to cry, bro, because, like, I'm known for, like, showing some emotion. And then we get the Tom number one crying montage, which just makes my life every time they show it. Because he doesn't only cry. He cries with, he Fantasia cries, where, like, snot's flying out of his mouth and his tears, like, don't just drop. They, like, splurt out.
Yeah. It's like water from all angles coming down all cheekbones.
Yes.
You really feel it. You feel when he cries.
Yeah. I like reach for the napkins, you know, the screen cleaner.
Yeah,
exactly. So Tom number two is like, going to Marina is like going over the hill and back again, like Hobbit style. Or one of the Toms said that. I didn't number them.
Yeah, that is. It's sort of like a mixed metaphor there. Going to grandma's house and also going to search for the ring in Mordor.
Because you know, but when that's... Sheena gets another ring, she's going to be like,
my precious.
My precious. West side is Sauron. The best side, precious.
The Eye of Sauron for the first time ever actually rolls. It's like, that's who has it. You know, one doesn't just simply walk into Mordor.
So everyone's at the party. Fine.
Just let me have my Lord of the Rings moment, please.
Listen,
just
I have very little knowledge of Lord of the Rings. Okay, I gave it's you so as much good. Lord. Of, I gave you as much Lord of the Rings as I could muster. Okay, I got Precious and a ring and a short people in a cave house. A short person. I hate shows when I walk. You know that. I hate walking shows. Let's walk there. Do this.
Samwise is my best friend, and like we maybe are starting to fuck, but he's like still my best friend and helping me on this trek.
Yeah. So I'm like, make it end. Okay. So, just kidding.
It's such a good movie.
Everyone is at the party, and I think I have a bug bite on my leg.
You deserve it.
I do.
You deserve it for the way you dismissed that Lord of the Rings references.
The way I knowed your Lord of the Rings. Sorry. Well, you... Instant karma. Instant bug bite karma. It's a Lord of the Rings fan bug.
Lord of the Rings fan bug. Yeah, it probably was.
So they are at the party, and Jax and Tom are talking about their birthday party, which is a roller skating party.
Yeah.
And Jax is like, is there anyone you don't want there? You, okay? You, Jax.
Ronnie, by the way, you are missing from TV party. Did you know that?
Well, hopefully it'll restart. What are you going to do about it?
We're doing a
show here, people.
I wanted you to be aware because I just needed to address the situation because we're all like, where's Ronnie?
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll come back.
Okay.
Yeah. So James comes out right as they're talking about who they don't want to be there. And of course, you know, everyone gets quiet because they're super subtle. Right. And Tom is like, I hope you guys have badass roller skates. Because, you know, Tom's got his own damn roller skates that he's been competing with for years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. This is so frustrating. I'm sorry, everybody.
I mean, all I have to say is that, you know, one moment we were having a great time making Lord of the Ring jokes. And now all of a sudden you got a bug bite and your entire technical side over there fell apart. I don't know.
God, welcome to my life, okay? That's how everything works. It's like, I'm so happy. All this positive visualization I've been doing in my life is totally working. And then, of course, it's not working at all. I'm a piece of shit. Nothing works ever again.
Oh, look, Ronnie's back. Okay, so Gandalf
is karma, everybody. Don't blame the internet when you can blame me. It's Jax's roller skating party, okay? That's what
it is. Actually, yeah, I think like the mere utterance of Jax on wheels just makes like the internet break. You know, it's like, whoa.
In a bad way, not in a Kim Kardashian ass yeah. kind of a way. The internet's just like, you know what? This is the lowest we've been. We're done.
Yeah. No one likes to see STDs traveling at like a high speed.
I know. Anyone who makes fun of everywhere else but their own neighborhood hasn't lived in West Hollywood to see those STD billboards everywhere. It's like you're trying to walk into a bar and they're like, there's a new kind of chlamydia, and here's yeah. a yellow splotchy billboard that's bigger than the bar to like make you really feel it, you know? So how do you think yeah. Culver City feels with you driving through it? Okay, they're going to need to put up new billboards everywhere they go.
I know. Culver City was like living in a bubble. They're like, everything's fine here. And now like Jax drives through and everything's ruined.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So James comes, sits down with the guys, and he's just like happy that he's invited to this birthday party. It's like the one thing he's been allowed to go to this entire season. Meanwhile, Lala's like in another part of the apartment. She's in the extra room and she's just staring at Sheena's sunglass collection. She's like, what did she like rob a lens crafters? Like, what's going on with all these sunglasses? Which is pretty funny. But then at the same time, Lala's the person who shows up at like the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf in a Rolls Royce. So I mean, yeah, want to talk about like
half parked in a handicap spot.
Yeah, so like conspicuous noticed. consumption, you know, it's yeah. a draw.
And Jax is like, Tom is making me invite James. I guess I'll have to deal with that little elf on the shelf again, which is so terrifying to think of James as an elf on a shelf.
I know.
Just popping up in your house. Hello, little girl. Wiggy, 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 wiggy. Have you heard wiggy. The earthquake song?
I did a remix of it. I'm going to play it on my new night. See you next Christmas. Get it?
So James sees Lala, who's like being totally nice to him again. Lala's very confusing, and she really needs the witches to just follow her around and tell her to feel it every moment. Okay.
We need Lala to get mad at the witches. Like there have been seasons where Sheena's been in with them, and then, but what's nice is that then she falls out with them. And we need Lala to fall out with them again, because Lala is the best when she is on a tear and she's on a rampage and she's going against the witches, because totally. She is just so hilarious.
Yeah, and I want Lala to like break up with her boyfriend. I mean, I guess I'm glad she's happy and has a house and a Rolls and stuff. Like, good for you, ho. But still, I would really like to see her break up just to watch her not have money and watch how fast everybody fucking turns. Okay,
yeah.
Because you know, Katie is not going to be friendly with Lala without a PJ to go to.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so Lala and James are talking, and James is like, I really want to apologize to Randall. Should I write him a letter? Should I write him a letter or should I send him a text? What should I do? What should the wording be? What should I do? I'm just a poor little boy supporting his family.
And Lala's like, I'm not going to tell you how to apologize, James. You should already know it's with the back of your throat.
So then meanwhile, Ariana's like sitting outside, and Sheena comes out. She's like, hey, don't you love it? My mom did all of this. I'm like, went to Target and bought some patio furniture.
Yeah. Your mom really works that Costco mail order thing well.
I know. I like your Kirkland interior design, or exterior design in this case.
So Brittany, Sheena, and Ariana are hanging out on a probably terrible couch. Let's face it.
No Zerascape in sight.
Oh, you've already used it, Ben. Okay. You've already
I
used
know.
Zerascape.
I want to do a callback. Zerascape callback.
So they're sitting around, and Ariana's like, last time we saw you, you were a little stressed, Brittany. And Brittany's like, well, I'll take little tiny, tiny things, like my boyfriend cheating on me 18 times, like stuff getting caught on camera and videotaped, that's reap. Anyway, I take that stuff and I make it big, big, big. And then before you know it, it's real big. And Ariana's like, well, if there's stuff you hold on to, you can just get it out. And Sheena goes, yeah, like little things. I mean, Katie was saying that you shouldn't even get married. I'm like, have fun with that. She just yeah. starts tattletaling again.
And Brittany's getting so mad that all her tan lines are getting flushed. She's like, now, first of all, now we Jax and I are beyond that. We are making bear cheese these days with Wuda cheese and some mozzarella cheese, okay?
Only perfect thing in life is a buttermilk hot wing, okay? And we're not that yet.
Yeah. So yeah, basically Ariana's like, I just, you know, hope you guys go to therapy and stuff, you know. And Brittany's like, I just want everyone to be quiet, you know. Like, I know he's not going to cheat on me again, or I wouldn't have agreed to marry him. See? That is foolproof logic.
At the end of the day, it's my decision.
And then we get a montage of the proposal that Jax told everyone there were dolphins jumping in the background, and we see pickup trucks like passing behind them.
Yeah,
the fish
he's fry. Like kneeling on an onion ring and a ketchup packet.
And she's like, Ariane, because Brittany's like, we are going to therapy. I was like, Hooters is not therapy, okay?
Yeah. Watching old reruns of Friends is not therapy.
Mm. So Sheena, then they ask about, well, actually, no one asks about Ina. About Ina.
Ina.
Is that what Adam and Sheena's couple name would be? Ina.
Maybe Ina. Ina. Shadam.
Adina.
Sheenam.
Sheenam. Omsi. Watching.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Oh yeah, so Ariana's like, wow, Sheena, like boats, there's like boats everywhere, like you should be a boat owner. Yeah. And Sheena's like, well yeah, like Adam stayed over last night. It's like only Sheena could take like you should get a boat into talking about Adam. Fucking Sheena, man.
I know, exactly.
Like, Adam, like,
should we get some should we order some sushi? Oh my god. Speaking of chopsticks, like, Adam showed me his chopstick, if you know what I mean.
You actually made it make sense. So it's yeah. Like the weatherman comes on. He's like, the weather is 90 degrees outside. She's like, I know, and Adam fucked me. It's like...
It's not really the segue we were expecting.
Yeah, seen her. So, yeah, he came over, and he got all up in my face, and he kissed me, and then we're like, did it. We did it.
We're both like shook. Did I use that right? Did I say that right? I was practicing.
She's like, I don't want to be in a relationship because I rushed into a relationship with Rob and I don't want to do that again.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Yeah, and then inside, like, the bros, like, the Toms and Jeremy and Adam, they all, like, line up together, and they're like, dude, it's the human centipede of love. And we just cut to one of Sheena's cast just staring at them like, mm-mm. No.
Yeah, the human centipede, not the cast, really like, good.
I already have to watch enough bullshit in this apartment. I'm not condoning this right now. Nuh-uh.
I know. Then that poor guy, because Jeremy said that, right? Is that what you said?
Maybe it was Jeremy who said it. I don't know who said it.
I wrote down Jeremy, but like if your entire last season was taken up by people calling you a creep, you might not want to like bring up the human centipede the next time the camera's on you. You know what I mean? Like, so James is like, oh, Lala, I'm glad you came and didn't ditch it like the other girls ditch it, probably because I'm here. And she's like, actually, they have another reason. Your friend Billy Lee, dude.
Yeah.
Step off. Like, she went on and said everyone was trans. And he's like, well, she said that she didn't do that. And frankly, she's the only one to eat Rocky Road with me on a stormy day. So.
So Billy Lee just appears. She's like, hey, guys.
She walks in right as Lala's going, she knows she done fucked up. I was like, oh, yeah. God. Lala's so awkward sometimes.
So Lala and Billy now have a conversation because James immediately just like runs out of there.
Lala's
so
they're like, did you come in here to talk to me or? And she's like, yeah, well,
my whole life I was like not included in girl things, and to find out that like my job is having something, it was just like a huge trigger. At which point Lala it just says, "This is so trivial."
God, yeah, way to deal with that, Lala. Great, yeah, that great sensitive way
compassion.
To deal with that.
Yeah, that
so
was some
she's
great
like,
compassion.
There were so many people not included in that, and for you to call us transphobic, like she's doing like the L fingers in her face.
Yeah.
Which is so Lala. And for you to call us transphobic, and Billy Lee's like, I never said transphobic. I just like comments that suggested you were transphobic, which is totally different.
I totally didn't say transphobic. I just said, I can't believe you didn't invite the only trans girl, which is crazy because I thought you guys were open to trans people, but apparently you're not open to inviting trans people to your events. But I never said transphobic.
Yeah. I just said maybe trans not like it. You know, like maybe that's it. And Lala's like, do not beat around the bush with me, girl. And, you know, you didn't say it, but you also didn't squash it. And she's like, yeah, but somebody said, why is Billy Lee not invited to girls' night? Is she not a girl? And that hurt me. She's like, we didn't write that. And I was like, yeah, but that's still, the point still stands. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, exactly. And just to clarify, because, you know, there were some people that I think didn't totally understand what I was saying last week, which is that, like, I totally feel like what Billy Lee, what triggered her, I think that's totally valid. And, you know, like she, like this brought up a lot of shit for her, but ultimately these were mean girls just being mean girls. I don't think they were being transphobic. I think that for her, she maybe saw it as transphobic because it like, it triggered so much trauma from her past. But like ultimately they were just being bitches. And something that we talked about that we forgot to mention on the show last week, which is basically Katie hates James. Katie was throwing an anti-James party. You were the one who said this, Ronnie, that Katie was throwing an anti-James party and Billy Lee is pro-James. So why would she invite a pro-James person to an anti-James party? So,
yeah, you know, it's just like the ignorance of, for me, and you know, I've already said it, I don't want to repeat it a million times, but for me, just the ignorance of having someone say that hurt my feelings because I felt like it was when I was being bullied, and trans people go through that. For you not to just say, I'm so sorry. Like,
yeah. That's the thing. In this case,
I didn't invite you because you were being a stupid bitch to me. I didn't mean it to be like that, but I'm really sorry, and I could see how you would take it that way. How can I remedy this? Because not only is it going to like help the girl feel better, but she also might go online and be like, I was totally misunderstood. It's like these girls are idiots, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. That's what Lala's response
should Lala is so fucking problematic. All these girls are so problematic. But that Lala's response is, I'm just calling like a spade a spade. I'm like, oh my God, you just can't win with these girls, you know?
I know.
So Billy Lee's like, but you're coming from a cis point of view and I'm coming from a trans point of view. And she's like, that's it for me, sis. That's it for me. I'm done here. You are dismissed.
At which point Billy Lee is like, you're not fucking better than me, Lala. You're not better than anyone just because you have a fucking rich boyfriend.
You privileged ass. And Lala's like, you are pathetic. And she's like, stop calling me pathetic, bitch. Like, well.
At which point Lala goes into her standard defense. The fact that you just took that to my man, Billy, you are a low down hoe. No one talks about my man.
My man.
Okay.
Okay.
My man.
She's like, you were not excluded on purpose. You put it on social media. And she goes, everything that happens is on social media. What's the big deal with that? Everything's on there all the time. And she's like, oh my God, you're being a fucking psychopath right now. And
meanwhile, like,
so, oh, go ahead.
Outside, meanwhile, Tom Sandoval like is, and Jax are like hearing sort of this through the walls. And Tom's like, dude, Jesus, I need a chill day.
Yeah. They're like, chicks, right, Mel? It's like, at least they're all dismissed equally. You know what I mean? So then Lala, yeah. So Lala does the first of the girls' long line of this politics line where she's like, I totally can understand that. I know that I can never understand what she's gone through in her life, but she came from my man, and she's going 6 feet deep. Yeah. You know, which is basically everyone has their chance to say, I know that she's gone through a lot in her life, but I don't give a fuck. Fuck her. It's like, oh, yeah. God, you guys are all so sensitive. Jeez.
I know, exactly. So finally, Lala is just like, you are a catty bitch, and that's why people don't fuck with you, because you showed your asshole. She storms out, and that's quiet. And Ariana's like, I would love a Jello shot.
Yeah. She leaves, and then Billy Lee is like sitting there sucking on a Capri Sun. Which is the best. Only this show could end a scene like that, you know? She's like, she's all upset. So Ariana tells us, no one meant to exclude her, but like, you can't say you're an ally to a trans woman and then talk over her every time she tries to tell you how she feels. Thank you.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's the only point.
Exactly.
I mean, not the only one, but I'll stick with that. I'm just glad somebody said it, you know?
Yeah.
So then Billy Lee immediately goes to Ariana. She's like, I'm hurt, and I can't even get that out because she's constantly slamming me for my feelings. And Ariana's like, okay, I get that, but I think maybe social media made this a lot worse. And she's like, that's my one regret, which was kind of the whole fight, you know? And Ariana's like, well, the next time maybe write a draft and then delete it.
I mean, she's right, because I mean, I think the reason why those girls are so mad is because Billy Lee just went out and like blasted out to the world, these girls are transphobic right now, when really Billy Lee was just processing and projecting, you know, deep seated issues that she had as a child. And like, I mean, listen, those girls are a lot of awful things. And I don't know the degree to which they are transphobic, but I don't think in this moment they're acting out of transphobia. But she, by putting that out there, like, I can understand why they were definitely mad. But ultimately, like, at this point, things have like chilled out. So everyone should be able to like approach it rationally and be like, yeah, okay. And like, I don't know, did Billy Lee ever tweet something? Did she ever like retract anything of it? Like, maybe they weren't say, did she ever say anything about, like, well,
I don't
they're
know.
Not transphobic?
She had a big, long Instagram post, and she kind of did what she's been saying, where she's like, as a child, I was never invited to girl events, and it triggered me, and she said a lot of the same stuff that she's saying now, and then she said, continue this on my blog, and I was like,
right.
No.
That's the thing. She is pretty happy to, like, really run to social media with stuff like this. Like, I remember she had a post. She went to the red carpet of some awful Netflix show. I forget what it's called, but it's like a terrible show about like a beauty queen. And she had she went to the premiere and there's a picture of her and she posted the picture and she was like, this is really great. You know, I was at the red carpet, da, 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 da. And like, I love this show because it reminded me of like when I was a little girl, I was considered this or that, but now I'm like this or that. And da, 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 and she just goes and she like turned like a red carpet photo into like she tried to turn it into like a big like moment for just like she was like trying to was not, she,
well we
she was
do
trying
that
to have a
I
moment
mean I
with
think
it.
Every I think every marginalized group does that in a way where they're like, and look, a little gay boy on the, I was gonna say, on the red carpet of the Tonys, which I guess isn't that new,
yeah.
But like, you know, little gay boy, actually, here I am on a red carpet. I mean, look, I don't have a problem with any of that. My problem is just that the witches are just, I think they're just evil. And they may not be transphobic, but they certainly aren't very inclusive either. And they could have just made a fucking effort, you know?
Yeah.
But
I don't think that they're under any obligation to invite Billy Lee to anything. I really don't.
I know.
But well, I think that they were being bitches. I don't think they have any obligation. And, you know, all I'm saying with Billy
it's
Lee
not
is that,
an
like,
obligation. It's, obviously, it wasn't an obligation. It's just that it's, you know, like have some fucking sensitivity about it is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm
no, I think
they
I agree.
Be forced by management or anything.
Definitely have some sensitivity about it. To me, it's just like,
be decent,
it'd be like me
human
posting
beings.
A picture of me. It'd be like me posting a picture of like watching Aladdin and being like, when Aladdin was on that magic carpet, it reminds me of when I was a little kid, I always wanted to ride a magic carpet. But I couldn't because I was afraid to do anything because I was in the closet. But now I'm out and I feel like I can, the whole world is a magic closet. I'm like, you're just watching Aladdin. You know, like I feel like sometimes people like are just, they kind of like will write on social media. They'll turn a very simple social media moment into like a way to be like, look what I've done, what I've gone through, which in some ways I guess we celebrate, but sometimes I'm like, okay, you're being really extra with your Instagram posts right now. And I'm not saying just Billy Lee, like lots of people, you know?
Yeah. So Sheena tells us, so the next scene cuts awkwardly. What'd you say?
I said that's a no from Ronnie.
Well, I mean, we're just not going to agree on it. Like, I don't think we have to go back and forth over and over again. We were allowed to disagree.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I'm just never going to ever be on Katie's fucking side. Ever. I think she's horrible, okay? And at any point I can use to say that, I'm going to. So Sheena is... we cut to Sheena acting. So if no conversation could be more awkward. Let's go over to Sheena trying to pretend that she's been an actor, okay?
Oh, my God.
We all have the internet, ma'am. I don't know what you're talking about with her. I've done a lot of comedic stuff. I'm like, in the opening of this show, what are you talking about?
I know. Yeah, she, Sheena is like, she's basically like, yeah, my friend Lala has been like really killing it with the acting. So it's like really inspired me to want to get into acting too. I'm like, you're jealous. You're basically jealous. You want to be famous too.
Yeah. Lala did a lot more than go to a shitty acting class to get into acting. Okay. We've all been watching this show. And so this, she goes, but Sheena, I love that Sheena knows who she is. You know, she's like, well, I don't know about, you know, I'm really good at comedic stuff, but like, I'd also really like to do drama. I'm like, I'd be really good at being chased and murdered. That'd be cool.
I'm sure there's some people that can make that happen.
So she's getting her headshots from her friend, you know, and her friend's like, heard about Adam. She's like, oh my God, who talked about it? Like you did, Sheena, your fucking skywriter that you hired, that you made your mother hire.
Yeah, exactly. So Sheena's like going on about like, you know, like, oh my God, I had sex with Adam to Courtney and everything. She's like, we did it and did it and did it and did it. Like, I've been single for like almost a year now. And like, I just like want to stay single.
Yeah.
But that being said, like, I've already planned out my child's name with Adam. Her name is Madison Marie Adam Valletta.
Yeah, I just want to be single, but being single doesn't mean that, you know, you can't hang out with your spirit, your soul spirit, and your, like, soulmate every single day, you know? Like, we go to movies together. It's just, like, casual. Like, I don't even put on my eyelashes. That's how casual it is.
I know. That's a big statement for Sheena.
Yeah. That's huge for her. And this is why no one can ever be with Sheena in the long term. You know, it's very simple. Like, people go to therapy trying to figure out what is broken in me. Here's what, Sheena, okay, that you say shit like this. Adam's on his way to help me if you need anybody to, like, hold stuff. There you go. I just helped you, okay? Stop making randos hold lights for you, and you might have a chance.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's time for, like, the photo shoot, and there's, like, a fan, and so Courtney's like, okay, so just, like, kneel down and put your face in front of it for a second.
That's what he said.
See, I'm so good at comedy.
I'm a pro. Been doing it forever.
So, yeah.
Ow,
so,
that hurt. Sorry, I had to take a moment really to intense. Swallow. I was like, oy. So the producer asked Sheena, it's like, so you didn't have secret feelings for Adam when you were dating Rob? And she's like, well, if I say that, then it's I'm going to be that girl who had feelings for someone when I was with Shane and had someone for feelings for someone when I was with Rob. And then she looks at the camera like,
obviously.
That is what happened, you dope.
I know. So she decides to brand herself. She's like, this is going to be single Sheena Summer. I'm like, oh, I feel bad for anyone who sort of like follows in the footsteps of single Lindsay on Summer House.
Yeah. Also SSS. It's just like when everybody's accusing you of dating gay guys, you really don't want your acronym to be. Not acronym. What am I trying to say? Initials?
Acronym. Suck all.
Sounds like from Blazing Saddles. Sounds like steam escaping. So so Sheena's like, yeah, Adam, the other day, like, I hung up with Lala, we went to acting class, and we faked orgasms. And he goes, you practice faking orgasms in acting classes? And she goes, that's all I used to do. And I thought she meant in her acting, you know, because did Sheena have, like, a Skinamax career? Is that what she keeps talking about? Because
she
could
might
be
have. I'm not up to snuff on my Sheena Shea filmography. But I think she was referring to the fact that she only had her first orgasm very recently.
Yeah, with him. Yeah. And she's like, I don't know, you have the spot. She's like, so not cute. And then she starts taking her pictures and she's got a big old bruise on her leg. I was like, oh, Sheena. Wear some pants.
Okay. Touch ups.
So he's like, she goes, are you going to be a loss of that or not? He's like, I think we could use a night apart. Jesus Christ. Can I put down this light?
So now we go over to West Hollywood, and finally Tom and Tom are going to be able to see Tom. And of course, as they approach, Schwartz is like, oh, I kind of almost don't want to. I was like, really? Like, it's like he really, really can't commit to anything. He's barely committed to Katie at this point.
Yeah. It's like, this sounded fun, but I'm actually going to have to show up somewhere now.
Oh, I'm getting a panic attack thinking about all the responsibility I have in this bar.
And poor Tom. Sandoval's like, I'm bringing an urn. He just wants some kind of contribution.
I did notice
place.
That he had that giant prop. And
yeah,
I was like,
poor thing. He's just like, it is my restaurant. Well, I'm bringing an urn. I don't care where we put it. You know, someone's pissing in that right now outside the kitchen.
So Lisa greets him on the sidewalk and makes him put on bandanas. She's like, you must wear this because inside the bar is your greatest fear.
Girl. Listen to me or you will die. Bird Box is going to be in every recap for the next 6 months.
I know. Anytime anyone puts on a bandana, we'll just work Bird Box into it.
So then they see it, and number two is like, it's a masterpiece. And then, is it Nicolene, a maestro? Genius, Nicolene!
Nick Allen, he put clocks and pendulums and gears everywhere. Yeah. And also some hot pink seats, because why not?
And they start sobbing, you know, Tom number one's like.
Yeah, Tom as Sandoval, as predicted, he starts to cry, but he's also sweating. So it's just like a lot of just like. wetness on his face.
Yeah, he needed some water for sure. Unfortunately, they don't have it turned on yet over there.
Yeah, he's like, thank you, Lisa, please, thank you, please, thank you, please, thank you.
And like, Lisa is so grossed out by emotion. They keep trying, they're like giving these speeches and stuff and like trying to hug her. It's like, no, 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 seriously, no, stop, get off, get off. Security! So birthday lunch.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say something.
Birthday lunch.
You sort of said it in a way that I thought that was like birthday lunch, colon. And then it was going to be the next part of the sentence.
No, I was tired of talking. So I just said, birthday lunch. I'd like to open up the floor to my friend Ben. Ben, take it away. Birthday lunch.
So we go over to State Social House. And yeah, the bros are all there to celebrate Tom Sandoval's birthday. And they get like a round of blowjob shots. And, of course, Tom Schwartz can't do the blowjob shot. He's like, And in fact, I feel like it was not that he couldn't do it. I just feel like the shot was resisting. The shot was like, I don't want to go into this body. Shot's like, I'm holding on. I'm holding on as long as I can.
It's like a penis running away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just didn't want to look like he could do it. Because yeah. Tom, number one, didn't have any problem. He was like, yep. He just like grabbed it, slugged it down. And Peter and Tom Schwartz are like, oh, what? Jackson's like, hey, look, I had a 20s, you know?
Yeah, I had a roommate.
Yeah. And then the girl's like, you got some blowjob shots. You did such good blowjob shots. It's like, why are these the waitresses everywhere these fucking guys go? Do they ever go somewhere where someone's just like, hey, guys, you want to hear the specials? Everywhere they go, this girl's like,
I know. It's like, congratulations. You're getting the shot that you get when you're 22 years old. And you're like, oh, my God, booze. But that being said, I was like, I kind of want to do a blowjob shot because they're so tasty. So then we cross over to Hooters where Ariana and Brittany are there. And Ariana's like, I feel like I'm with Hooters royalty right now.
You are.
Yeah. Brittany's just like, yeah, I just want to get some trial, okay?
I think that Jax once Jax heard that I was a Hooters girl, he knew he was going to marry me. Yay.
It's like, that's so sad to think like that after everything he did after he found out you were a Hooters girl, you know?
Yeah, exactly. She's like, he saw me in my outfit and he was like, that is the girl that I want to cheat on a few times and marry, then cheat on a few times more.
And when I'm going to get my reputation really ruined, I'm going to pretend to want to marry her. Yay.
So she's like, you know, it's like real life we're going to get married.
I've always been so excited. As soon as we get married, I said, Jax, we got to start. We're 40.
I was like, this is terrifying.
I know. I'm like really not into this whole idea of Jax reproducing.
No,
like,
or Brittany. My God.
I know. I think we have to end the cycle. I think, Jax is like, yeah, I need to have a baby like right away. Like, I don't want to be like, I want the kid in high school and I'm in my 60s.
That's
what's going to actually happen.
There's like no way around that. Literally, your kid is not going to be finished with high school before they're 20. Okay. Like, we can do the math.
I know. So Ariana's just like, I want Jax to be cursed with daughters, which I think is like really funny. But then I'm also very concerned for those daughters.
Yeah, me too. I don't want the daughters to be cursed with Jax, you know? I would rather Jax be cursed with, like, I don't know.
Houseplants.
Yeah, losing his tongue or something like that.
Yeah. So they're talking about kids. And Tom Sandoval's like, whoa, dude, I can't believe we're all sitting here talking about kids. I never thought this day would happen. And then on top of that, we got to see Tom finally. Whoa.
Hey, you know what I know would be great? Let's talk about if Ariana's going to let me knock her up again. No one's sick of hearing about that.
Yeah. Ariana's like, you know, the thing is, I'm not going to have a baby until I feel comfortable having kids. Like, at first, I'd like to check off all the places in the world I want to go, which is, like, all of them. And then second, I also, like, I don't know, I guess I also have to want to have kids.
Yeah. You can take children traveling. I mean, it's not ideal, I guess. I would agree with you there. But, like, you're not, like, your passport isn't taken away once your vagina opens for business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then it cuts to Jax and she goes, come on, bro. She's a woman. She doesn't have that much time. Who says that?
I know.
That's a fucking monster. So then Jax is like, is it a deal breaker? I love that Jax is now like Dr. Phil for relationships. Yeah. You know, he's like, don't you guys think you should have this discussion? You know, I just don't want you to waste your time. I was like, you are the biggest waste of time I've ever seen. You're the best waste of time, actually, I've ever had on my TV. I've got to give you credit for that. But look who's talking, sir.
Yeah, Jax talking about hustling and being on top of something. Like, that's just not... doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and Tom's like, well, first I want to get a house, and then maybe, like, I want to get, you know, a dog, or get married. And Jax is like, but what if it's still a no? Why are we going to pretend like all of you all are going to be married forever? Like, then if it doesn't work out with them, then you keep the house, you fight over it for a while until someone has to get a part-time job to pay their side of the mortgage, and then you do it with somebody else, okay? Especially in Los Angeles. Like, why are we pretending like,
uh-oh, well, if we don't get married, we can't have... you know, kids and
Give me a break.
Dude, all I want to do is embroil us in a bunch of commitments and then decide that we ultimately are not compatible for each other because I want a baby and she doesn't. And that way we can spend the next 7 years trying to educate ourselves from this house and businesses and various complications. That's all, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, if you don't get married at least 3 times in this city, you're just not working hard enough in your relationships. Okay, you're being lazy.
Yeah, you're just not doing it right. So now so then all of a sudden the waitress is like, all right, so Lisa paid for the drinks, and Tom is like, what, how did she know I was here, dude? And Peter's like, I told her.
Yeah
you got petered. That's right.
You just got petered.
Got petered. Major petered.
They show the clip of him showing Lisa what a blowjob shot is. She's like,
"Yeah." He's like, "You never seen a blowjob shot?" She's like, "No, I never." So then he like makes one. I thought it was going to be for her, but it's just for him. So Peter makes one and he does it. And Lisa literally goes, "Oh, no."
No. You're the opposite of a maestro.
Everything has been ruined. I had just started to trust you again after you made that ridiculous sci-fi movie on a rooftop.
I've just forgiven you for the non-Transformers Formos movie.
I've just forgiven you for your short hair phase.
So now the guys are at the cigar place, and James joins them. And I just love how supportive the guys are. You know, I very rarely agree with the guys on this show, but they're also supportive of Tom. Every single one of them, except for Peter, actually, is wearing a stupid hat.
Yeah.
You know, bless their hearts.
Like weird, dark plastic hats.
Yes.
Right?
James is wearing, like, a pink kind of, like, hobo fedora type thing from, and I say hobo as it was used back in the day. Hobos, please don't get offended. Modern hobos! Please don't take offense. And then Tom number two is wearing one of those little tiny like hats from the guy from Popeye. He's always selling hamburgers. Like, I'll take a hamburger today. I'll pay you tomorrow for a hamburger today.
Yeah. Yeah. Wimpy. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's fitting. I didn't even realize that was his name. No offense, Wimpy.
So they're all reflecting, like, well, like, Tom's 36, whatever. And, like, why is 36 sound so much older than 35? And James is like, you're 36. I'm 26. Can you believe it? I'm 26. And you're 36. That's 10 years different, girl. 10 years different. It's like coughing on a cigar.
Not in lung space. You've probably got the same lungs. I have to say that. And Jax is just, like, turning red and shaking. You know, he hates James so much.
Yeah.
And then, they start talking. Why did they start talking about hall passes?
I don't. Because Kate. I think Tom Schwartz said something like, "Oh, I left Katie home tonight to go on a hall pass," and then that somehow talked about the fact that she once had, like, she dipped in the Lady Pond. It just got to Lady Pond discussion in general, and then Sandoval's like, "Dude, I never told this story, but one time, like, Lala, Ariana, and I got wasted, and like." Lala was like, hey, Ariana, I want to eat your pussy. And she went to the backseat, and then, like, Lala totally ate her pussy. It was like, dude.
She went to town, bro. It was like she was driving to Marina Del Rey, dude. It was forever.
It was forever, and we're all upset about it, and yet it just never ended.
And James is like, did you have a threesome, bro? And Tom's like, nope,
collateral suckage.
What'd you say?
Collateral suckage.
Yeah. And Tom's like,
couldn't do it.
And James tells us, Lala is a maniac in the bedroom. All right. It's quite impressive, really.
And he's like, yeah, you should have gotten some collateral suckage. Definitely would have sucked your dick. She does handstands. There's no stopping horny Lala. It's quite amazing, actually.
I mean, you smashed her too, Jax, right? Or Jax's
Jax says, goes, no stopping her. Jax's like,
I stopped her.
Yeah, I stopped
and
her.
And he's like, oh, come on, you smashed her too, Jax. Jax is like, no, I never smashed Lala, because then I would have been cheating on Brittany, and I never did that before.
Yeah, never would have done that, beating himself in the head with a little stone.
Yeah.
Never would have done that.
Yeah, yeah, so he's like...
He's like, tread lightly, man. James is like, what are you going to do about it? He's like, it won't be anywhere ever. How about that?
Yeah, I'm the number one guy in this group.
Yeah, that's why I'm the number one dude.
Yeah, and I'm the number one dude. He brings that back up again.
poor guy.
So Billy Lee is sorting menus, talking to Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa just wants to know, like, have you talked to Katie yet? And basically no, and that she's avoiding Lala and that they're going to work well together, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And, she's like, I can deal with it. And she's like, you've got this. You've got this, Billy Lila.
Yeah.
We can't have this restaurant split down the middle, and the middle is where the hostess stands. Literally splitting. Hatred, ignorance. It's what this restaurant stands against.
Like, this restaurant is like a temple to ignorance. Are you fucking kidding? Give me a break. This is like the Taj Mahal of fucking ignorance.
We also stand against recipes that were created after 1989.
We stand against ignorance like we stand against tuna tartar.
It's like, oh, okay, well.
So now we go over to Brittany's apartment, and Lala goes over there because she can take another picture for their next Girls Night In flyer. So I guess there was more than just one. So they're making another flyer.
Two.
And, what?
Two. Wow.
So of course, as soon as Lala comes over, Jax is like, oh, by the way, so I heard Tom was saying that, like, you went down on Ariana. Is that true? Because that's what I totally heard. Like, he's just, like, totally, like, Jax. Just Jax.
Yeah, he's just Jax because he's, of course, tattletaling on someone else while leaving out the part where he fucked Lala.
Yeah, exactly. He's always happy to tattle.
Yeah, so like, that's not going to come up.
Yeah, so Lala, of course, she denies it because she's like, I'm not going to confirm anything until I, you know, talk with Ariana because I don't want to blow up her spot, you know? So Dax is just like, oh, and yeah, by the way, you should also tell James not to talk about your sexual history either in front of all of us because, like, you know, that was really gross. Not something he did. I'm like, you're the one who just blabbed to Lala about this thing. Like, don't act like James is the only one just, like, totally lacking scruples.
Yeah, he says something about your handstands, your sexual history, which is, like, not involving me at all, so. And Lala's like, he is sick. Slime. So then Tom dances into the restaurant in one of his striped blouses. You know, I guess he's still in his birthday blouse. And he's like, where's Lisa? I want to thank her. And Billy's like, she literally just left. He's like, see you tomorrow. Not in here at all for a scene. And then
he just cuts to Ariana looking at him with a soda gun going.
Like, I've never seen someone look so angry filling up a glass of club soda. She's like, just seething. So mad. So Tom, like, walks over to her and she's like, am I in trouble? And she's like, I literally just got a call from Lala. And he's like, dude, it's not that big of a deal. It's like, that's not the answer you should have.
Yeah. You're just trying to look cool on your birthday. And she says,
your girlfriend's mad. Yeah.
Yeah. She says she's not ashamed about what happened, but she's pissed it told him. She's like, my sexuality is not something that's used to sound cool to a bunch of dudes. And I'm like, straws aren't really made to use to cut up for cocaine either, but that's totally what they do. Yeah. That's totally what this news did, probably to every guy across the country.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, she's probably getting high fives from dudes every time she goes to Vegas.
So yeah, so she's basically lecturing Tom and being like, it's just like not your thing to tell. Like, this was my sexuality. It's not yours to go around telling everyone. He's like, yeah, but I was slightly annoyed that night because I'm like, I was like, this is not going to end well for Tom, for him to say I was slightly annoyed when she's like, you're using my sexuality around Jax.
Yeah, he's trying to
She just was like, leave my bar right now.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. It's like, your hat's annoying. Your face is annoying. Get out.
He's like, dude, as he walks out.
Oh, my hat, bro.
It's from Zara. So, so now it's like time to get ready for the big birthday party. The skating party.
Heading back and forth to get ready for the skating party.
Katie's like, the last time I went roller skating, I knocked the wind out of myself, which is something I really wish I could have seen. Like, who is dangling a taco in front of a pit for Katie to roll into?
Katie. So Tom and Ariana, she's like, so obviously we have things to talk about. Like, when you talk about anyone's sexuality without their consent, it's really not okay. And he's like, yeah, but there was part of me that was annoyed because you guys were wasted. I'm like, oh, shut up. You were wasted, too. And by the way, why were you driving? Okay, that's my big question. Okay, take an Uber. Can this happen in the back of an Uber next time? I'm more worried for you kids.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Cunnilingus.
I don't think someone going down on your girlfriend would probably be all that new in LA, but don't drive drunk. We've had Uber now for years. Okay. You have no excuse.
Exactly. So, Ariana's like, well, you know, everything's out in the open now. And it's like annoying because I didn't want it to be that way. And she's like, and Tom's like, dude, I didn't want to be that guy. You're like my treasure, my little treasure. So, which was cute. And then Ariana's basically like, well, I'm really mad at him, but, you know, he thought he was being cute and he wasn't, and he was failing, and I don't know. So she basically takes pity on him.
Yeah, I wanted some more beatings, you know?
I know.
Really like when a man gets slapped across the face with a magazine or something. Like, fold up a newspaper. Come on.
I really think that soda gun glare was pretty much, like, as potent as about 10 different scenes of fighting and screaming. Like, that, just, like, the way she held that into that glass, I mean, like, that was terrifying. Like, you know that somewhere Diana was cowering. She's like, I cannot go down there. It is scary.
So she much has a gun. We cannot serve any more 7-Up. There's so much anger involved in the current canister.
I know. So, yeah, then we see Stassi, and she's gossiping to Bo about gossiping slash also scolding him about his shirt. But she's gossiping about the Ariana thing. And Stassi, of course, has the exact sort of reaction they'd expect from her, which is, why don't any girls want to go down on me? What's wrong with me? I'm like, it's probably because if they went down on you, they don't want to hear like a sonnet from Les Miserables.
Oh, God, she starts singing on my own. So now we're at the party, and James is talking to Lala, Sheena. I don't know why they're nothing alike. So James goes up to Sheena and he goes, what's that you're getting? Because she's at the buffet and she's like, ah, mac and cheese. I'm like, is that a real question? What is that? Who says that? Only on this show.
She goes, so what's up with you and Adam? Are you guys fucking? Because that's what I heard. Oh.
And then he starts doing the Housewives thing where he starts just like pulling his hair, you know, like Tinsley when she's upset.
He's got his little wig. And of course, Sheena is, instead of Sheena being like, oh my God, you're a pig, she's like, yes.
She's like, he's my best friend. I really don't want to complicate it. And I was like, oh my God, boss. And then he was like, all up on my, he's like, I just wanted a good story. It's like, then why'd you go up to Sheena? Have you ever gotten a good story from Sheena? Bless her heart.
And James is like, Raquel, do you want some chicken? Want some chicken? Raquel's like, oh, no, I can't do chicken because in third grade, I wasn't good at my subtraction tables. And anyone who was good got to go to the chicken room, but I had to go back to the Winnie the Pooh room.
God, poor Winnie the Pooh. I feel bad for Winnie the Pooh. He's just being stared at by sad children all the time, you know?
Specifically Raquel.
Yeah. Happy children are watching, like, Peter Pan or something.
Yeah. So then he's like, I need a fucking fork. And then Sheena just, like, offers her slimy fork. And he's like, I'll find another one.
So Lala comes up and hugs Ariana and they talk about their thing. And Ariana goes, I'm sweaty. Do I look sweaty? She's like, no, you don't look sweaty. Which, as I sweat, by the way, I'm sitting right next to the heater as usual.
There's been a lot of sweat issues for the Tom and Ariana crew this week.
So obviously when you called, I had no idea what you said. She's like, girl, I'm not blowing up your spot, okay? And then Ariana talks a little bit more about how people don't really respect bisexual people, which is true. And she's like, that's why I don't really talk about it that much. And Lala tells us, she's like, ew, James is disgusting, and I am not putting up with it anymore.
I'm going to tell my man.
Yeah, so, you know that this was Tom who gave this news out. I know that Lala's also mad about James talking about handstands and all of that stuff, but this was Tom, guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a standard Vanderpump rule. There's always got to be an episode in Vanderpump Rules where the guys all get together and then just like out their girlfriends for whatever sexual things they're doing and all laugh about it. And then, of course, Jax goes and tells the girls. Jax is a violator of like, I mean, it's not good that the guys are doing that, but Jax is like the number one bro code violator. Not that, I mean, obviously it would get around anyway because it's on TV.
Yeah.
But, you know, for Jax, who's always claimed to be the number one dude and whatever, and he's probably the one who probably would accuse someone the most of violating bro code, he is the biggest bro code violator.
Bro code. He fucked Kristen.
I'm about to say, he also fucked his best friend's girlfriend.
Yeah. So, Sheena and Katie are sitting down after trying to skate because they can't do it. And Sheena's like, I'm way better at ice skating. Which she's so the
like,
girl to
ice
say
ice skating, I'd be a lot better, but this is like a lot harder. So I'm like, oh my God, I can't like ice skate as much. Isn't it crazy that like roller skates and ice skates are both called skating and yet like one has wheels and one has like a blade? Like, how can you confuse a wheel and a blade and still be the same thing? Like, I don't understand these things. And also, Adam and I have been like fucking. So like, it's great.
Roller skating is crazy. Like, Adam was inside of me. So.
Have you ever tried to go roller skating in Marina Del Rey? Like, every time I try to do that, I have sex with Adam.
Awesome. So Katie's like, yeah, like I never heard anybody talking about real estate, and apparently they're all like pros at it.
I just love that Katie has just like wound up in the little black hole in the middle of the rink. She's like, and so
Katie ends up in the black hole complaining at a roller skating party, which is like the most fun anybody's had all season.
So Billy comes over, and you know, like Billy has like. You know, like Billy's had like a moment. She's like understands, and she apologizes for, you know, she literally comes in and is like, Katie, I just want to apologize, you know, because at this point now that she's like had some time to simmer down, she's like realizes she was really like just reacting to like her personal triggers and stuff. And Katie's like, you did me really fucking dirty. I'm like, listen, Katie, I have been, it's not that I've been standing up for you, Katie, but I have been coming down on Billy Lee for letting her personal insecurities like color the way she's been looking at this whole thing. You should say, you know what, thank you so much, I didn't mean to be a bitch about it, instead of being like, you did me really fucking dirty. I mean, Katie, how many people have you done fucking dirty over the past 6 years?
Yeah, no kidding. And Billy Lee is like, I'm sorry, I just lashed out with that tweet. And she's like, it's just so dramatic. And she's like, do you want to continue with this negativity or do you want to move on? And Katie goes, there's another girls' night and obviously you're invited.
Please come.
That's all.
The warm embrace of Katie.
And then Katie's turn to say, I get that she had a hard life, but she can't put that on me. I can't.
Okay, we'll just pretend we didn't see any of those scenes of you last season falling through a window, crying about it.
Oh, God, no kidding. When you were 16 or whatever. So Billy Lee's like, thanks for including me. She goes, you were always included. She's, God, I hate this so much. So Lala calls James over and he's skating. And she comes over, or he comes over, and she's like, what now? He goes, what now? She goes, what now? You were having time with boys and you start talking about me giving handstands in bed, James. And he's like, they started it. She's like, I would never talk about you sexually. Oh, really? Oh, I guess you would talk about what he does sexually with everybody else, just not you. It's like some things are private. If they're with you, they're private, but they're not. Whatever. Such hypocrites on this show. I can't.
I know, at all times. Yeah. So he's like, I'm trying to have new ways, Lola. I'm trying to have new ways. How do I write a letter, Lola? I just need to learn how to write. I don't know how to write. I don't know how to read, Lola. Gotta have some porridge, Lola.
And then Raquel skates up very smoothly, and she's like, she puts her hand on James and just looks at Lala like, Do you need me to step in here, sir? And then Lala just looks at her and goes, Raquel, I'm sorry I called you a twat. You're welcome. And then Raquel just skates off.
Raquel's like, huh. Weird. Do they have ice cream here?
Say what you want about Vanderpump Rules, but that's one of my favorite lines of all time. That shit was old.
I was like, oh, this is the Lala that I love. This is the Lala that I love.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Vanderpump
Rules. Yes, thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a season finale of Below Deck.
Yeah.
Of course, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get tickets for all our shows, including Dallas next week. Fun times by all.
We love you guys. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.